It's all about you time. We're going to talk about 7 cures to a lean purse. Now, lean and fat are two different things. Lean is slim, is skinny, it's not much there. Fat can be fluffy, it can be abundance, it can be much there. So, I don't know if anybody is like me, but I've been looking at the last few years that I've been on this earth, and I am not as wealthy as I would like to be. Well, there is a reason for that. I've been going to some leadership trainings on Tuesday night at Mr. Dudley, Joel Dudley Sr.'s home in Kernersville, North Carolina. We've been reading a book called The Richest Man in Babylon. The Richest Man in Babylon is basically teaching you how to become rich. And I want to share some of that information with you because guess what? Not everybody actually knows how to become rich. And even when they know, they're not necessarily willing to do what it takes to become rich. So my goal tonight is to start a campaign of becoming wealthy for 2020 and using these principles just to see if it works. Like I want about 100 people to test it, just to test it out. Once I give it to you and what we need to do, you and I are going to test it out for the whole year 2020 to see if it works. So the first thing that the book talks about is saving money. Saving 10% of whatever you earn. 10 cents out of every dollar. 10% of whatever you earn. And only live off of the 90%. And whatever you do with the 90% is up to you. I'm going to try to, you know, do 10% to myself, put it in the savings, and do 10% to my tithing because that's my belief system, and live off 80% of my earnings. So that's what Sharon's going to do. But for everyone else, I want you to at least do the first part, which is take 10% of everything you earn and put it in the savings. Just for 1 year. Just put it in the savings for one whole entire year. They use an example in the book that if you take 10% of what you earn and put it in the savings, in 10 years, you'll have your salary in the bank. I was like, what? Yes. Yes, that's serious. So to even start to become wealthy, the first discipline we who are going to take this challenge on has to do is to save 10% of what we earn. Now, the first thing most people say is, I can't do that. I can't save money. Well, yes, you can. It's a decision. There's only some habits that we have developed, and I say we, and the habit of saving hadn't been one of them for a while. So, number one, save 10% of what you earn. And the affirmation I'm using is, 10% of what I work for is mine to keep. So I want y'all to write that down. 10% of what I work for is mine to keep. And I'm going to say 10% of everything I earn, and I'm going to put that in a savings for 2020 and not touch it. Number two, the second cure to a lean purse. Control your spending. Oh my gosh. Now y'all have to be honest with you. The first thing I was like, I don't even spend much. I just get my necessities. But yeah, we got some habits. Let me just talk about Sharon. I have some habits of spending that I need to watch, such as eating out. Going out to eat and don't cook and don't fix your lunch and don't take your lunch to work. Eating out is one habit that I have that for 2020, I am going to stop doing, and I'm going to have enough money to do what I need to do, living off 90% of what I earn. Remember, we're taking 10% of everything we get, we put it in the savings. That was number one. Number two, control your spending. All right, so here's some tips in controlling your spending. First of all, you make a list of all your necessities. Okay, let's be clear. Cable and internet may not be a necessity. It may be a desire. This is table talk. That's why I'm drinking water. So you're going to have to come up with a budget. A budget of your necessities. And then what's left, you can budget to have some of your desires. But you must be on a spending budget. Number three. After we have saved our money, we have to make our money multiply. You might say, well, Sharon, how do you do that? Well, you need to take the savings. Once we save our money, number three, we have to make our money earn money, which means we need to look at investment opportunities. It's all over the internet of how to make legitimate investments, whether you make investments in the stock market, whether you make investments in real estate, whether you make investments in a product that you're going to turn over by selling it and putting the profits in the bank. But you got to make your money make money. Okay, so that's number three. Number four, you got to protect your money and do your due diligence so you don't lose it. They use an example in the book of how the main character, he did save his money. And he did attempt to invest it, but he invested it with someone that didn't know anything about what he was investing in. So whatever it is that you're going to invest in, do your due diligence and do your research, and also talk to other people who are successful in investing in that thing. So don't just invest your money just because you hear the word investment. Make sure you do your due diligence so you, number four, don't lose your money. Number five, turn where you're living into an investment. In other words, if you're renting, purchase your home. Don't rent, purchase. Now, you may say, well, Sharon, I have bad credit. I don't have a down payment. I can't buy a house right now. Well, if we do everything, one, two, three, we're going to have enough money to purchase our home in order to do number four. Because when you're paying your bills on time, you can increase your credit. When you're paying your credit cards and keeping your credit cards 10% of whatever your maximum balance is or your credit balance that you can have to loan is, like say if you have a $1,000 credit limit, if you just keep your credit balance under $100, it will hit your credit score and give you some wonderful points every single month. So even if you have credit cards, that's an opportunity for you to be able to increase your Beacon score significantly and rapidly. You just have to pay your balance down to 10% of what that credit is. Also, if you're saving money, guess who's going to have some money at the end of the year? 2020, like we're talking about, to make a down payment. You are. We are. So make sure if you're renting that you turn your home or your dwelling place into a ownership opportunity. And if you're renting and it's not an opportunity for to buy what you're renting, then you need to look for a home to buy in order to live. All right. So number six, you need to think about your future for yourself and your family. You need to make sure that you have insurance and future investments that provide future income. So when you get old, when you get sick, that your family doesn't have to worry about where money is going to come from, even to bury you. Now, sometimes our culture, we are constantly trying to borrow money to figure out how we're going to bury somebody. But if we do the right thing and get insurance and make sure that our family has money when we die, we want to make sure we leave income for the future. That's number six. And number seven, you want to increase your ability to earn. Now, in order to do that, It may require that you get more education or get certified in different things that pay you more money. I'll give you an example. I just got my master's, but I'm also interested in getting a Six Sigma Black Belt certification. Now, for those of you who don't know what that is, I want you to Google it. A Six Sigma Black Belt certification can definitely command a six-figure income in the right careers. Some people get a project management certification, and these are universal. These are certifications that no matter where you take them, they command a higher level of income than what you're currently earning. And these are just a few examples. Your experience in what you do can also help. And having confidence in yourself can also help you earn more money. Okay? So let's go back over the seven cures for a lean purse. And I am eliciting some partners for 2020 to try these seven steps and see where we end up December 31st, 2020. Number one, the first thing we're going to do is save 10% of whatever we earn. Because what I earn, I deserve to keep 10%. Okay? Number two, we got to control our spending. We got to make sure things that we're spending money on that we don't have to, such as eating out, especially for lunch, take our lunches to work, save that money, make sure that we're not eating out every single day. We can choose to eat out, but just not as much. Okay? Also, we got to make our money multiply. Make it make money. Okay? So, at the end of our 2020, December 31st, we're going to take our money and we're going to look at some investments or some things that we can do to make our money earn money. You can invest in the stock market. You can invest in real estate. You can invest in other investments that will make you money. Okay. Also, number four, we want to protect our money. You want to make sure that when you're making an investment, you do your research and you talk to people who are experts in doing whatever you're trying to invest in so you can make smart and informed decisions so you don't lose your money. In other words, let's not go to the slot machine, Harris Casino, or any other place where we're going to spend some money on the hope of getting rich. Let's not do that. All right. Number five, we want to turn our living dwelling place, wherever we're living, if we don't currently own, we want to purchase. We want to become a homeowner and not a home renter. And number six, we want to make sure that we purchase insurance that can make sure our family has money when we die. So you want to invest in insurance and make sure that it's enough for your family to pay off all your bills, bury you, and have a little bit left over. Also, you want to increase your ability to earn money. And the way to do that is to get more education, get some certifications, or your experience and confidence can help you do that. Now, this book that we're reading in Mr. Dudley's house every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., it's from 6 to 8:30, and if you would like to be my guest, just inbox me and I'll be happy to give you the information. But we are reading The Richest Man in Babylon is where this information is coming from. I'm just wanting some partners, some get rich partners. I want to call us, let's get rich. Okay, if somebody gonna talk to us about how to get rich, let's make just some have some discipline for 1 year to get rich. And I'm going to do it, and I'm going to listen to some partners, and I'm hoping you're going to want to do it with me. So, you know, I don't keep you long on It's All About You. I just wanted to let you know I learned some information that can help us get rich. So I want you and I to get rich for 2020. So we're going to have some accountability. We're going to talk about what we're doing. Remember, save 10% of everything you earn. Save money and be on a budget. Let's make sure that we are looking at investments to make our money earn money. And we are, you know, looking at viable investments because you don't want to lose your money. Make sure if we're renting, we buy a home so that we are no longer a renter. Make sure we have insurance that helps take care of us and our family. Well, not take care of us, but take care of our family when we're gone. And also make sure that we get ourselves educated, learn some things that help us earn more money. You know, if we're going to do some work for money, we can earn more money that way too. So I hope this information was valuable for you, because it really was for me. And 2020 is absolutely going to be a great year to change our financial circumstances so that we can go on trips and do things the way we see people do them on TV, the way we hear about people doing them at work when they go on and take these annual vacations to places we've only dreamed about. So we're going to live. We're going to do some things that we haven't done before. And they tell me that if you want different results, you got to do something you've never done. So I'm going to try it and see if it works.